Installation. Your copy of WindowEyes comes with a talking install, but in order for the installation to talk, you will need a sound card in your system. If you do not have a sound card, then you can still install WindowEyes and configure it for whatever synthesizer you will be using, but the install will not speak automatically. You will either need some other previously installed screen reader or sighted assistance. But since the majority of today's computers come equipped with a working sound card, this shouldn't pose a problem. Installing WindowEyes on your computer system is extremely easy. Assuming you have a sound card, then all you have to do is insert the WindowEyes CD. Assuming you have the auto start feature enabled, which it typically is by default, the installation program will automatically start up. The auto start is a feature that will automatically run a specified program on a newly inserted CD. After inserting the CD, the setup program will automatically be started. If you do not have the auto start feature enabled, or for whatever reason, after waiting 60 seconds and you still do not hear anything, you will need to start the install manually. To do this, simply follow these steps. 1. While the CD is still in the drive, press Control Escape. This will bring up the start menu. 2. Press arrow up until you get to the Run option and press Enter. 3. Type D:\setup, that's setup, and press Enter. If your CD-ROM is not designated as drive D, then simply substitute your correct drive in place of D colon. Again, my computer system is using Windows Vista. As of the recording of this tutorial, Windows Vista is the latest operating system from Microsoft. Windows Vista actually handles things a little bit differently due to security issues. Windows Vista has a feature called UAC, or User Account Control. What this is a dialog that pops up asking you to make sure that you're about to run something, getting your permission that you are going to be running something that could potentially install something dangerous or something bad to your system. So most setup programs will launch this UAC, or User Account Control, dialog. This is also true for WindowEyes. Unfortunately, until you have WindowEyes installed, this UAC dialog will not be voiced. You have a little catch-22. Once WindowEyes is installed, all future versions of this dialog that come up, WindowEyes will speak beautifully for you and you'll be able to handle them. So I'm going to go ahead and insert the WindowEyes program CD into my Windows Vista machine. And as I do this, let's listen to see what happens. There goes the drive door just shut. And we'll wait a few seconds here for it to come up. It's taking it a while for the drive to come up to speed. I decided not to edit this tape, just to let you listen to it. Now there was a little ding there. I'm not sure that we actually picked that up, but that was a ding of the first dialog coming up asking us again for security reasons of whether or not we want to run this setup. By default, the Run Setup option is selected, so you can still do this without sighted assistance. Once you hear this little ding or you hear the CD-ROM drive spin back down again, which mine just did, I can assume that this dialog is up and I can hit Enter. Now, if I'm not running Windows Vista, the auto install would have just started and you would have immediately heard the install start. This is only a Windows Vista thing. So I'm going to go ahead and hit Enter on this to run the setup program. There was the Enter key. And again, it will take it a little bit to get the CD-ROM back up to speed. Now we actually have the User Account Control dialog that popped up. This one actually requires me to press Alt-C to continue. Again, unfortunately, this is not accessible until WindowEyes is installed. So I'm going to press Alt-C, and again, I can tell because the CD-ROM spun down. Now it's going to spin back up again, and it's going to start. Welcome to the WindowEyes 7.0 Setup Program. This program will guide you through the WindowEyes installation process. Press S or Enter to run the install with speech output. Press W to run the install without speech output. Press T to listen to the tutorial in MP3 format. Press R to replay this welcome message. Press X to exit. Now that may seem a little bit confusing because that was actually my voice that read that message, but that message is on your WindowEyes CD and is voiced using a pre-recording of my voice. I let it read through completely so you could actually hear what it says. So don't be surprised when you put that in and you hear my voice come back in again on that. We decided to use a human voice on this so that we didn't actually have to play synthesized speech. We're basically asking you at this point, how do you want to install WindowEyes, or do you want to install WindowEyes? There were a few options that you had there. You can run the install with speech. As it said, you can press S or Enter and the installation will now continue and it will be a self-voicing install. The way that it actually does the self-voicing install is it runs a temporary copy of WindowEyes, just a very a small version of WindowEyes that's just enough of it there to actually talk you through the install itself. So WindowEyes is kind of talking its way in. There's also an option where you can press W to run the install without speech. This would be useful if you have a sighted individual or low vision user who doesn't necessarily need the self-voicing install. The same thing gets installed, it's just one is going to talk you through it, the other will not talk you through it. That's the only difference between these two. Then it also has the option of playing the tutorial. If you hit T, it will play the tutorial. And that's basically what you're listening to now, and it will give you the option of being able to play the different sections of the tutorial. If you press R, it will replay that initial message. So if I press an R right now, it will replay that initial message that you heard, which again was my voice. If you just didn't catch something, you wanted to hear it again, you could do an R and it would replay that. Now there's also a couple other options on here that were not voiced, and I'm not going to go into them right now, but there is an Advanced Options button here. And there's an exit button. The advanced option lets you go in and do some other more advanced type functionality. And you might say, well, what's the point of it if it didn't voice it or didn't tell it to me? Well, we assume if you're going to go into those advanced options that you've already installed WindowEyes. So after you do the installation of WindowEyes, and if you were to put this WindowEyes program CD back in, at this point, the setup program would recognize that WindowEyes is already running. It would not play my voice at this point. It would let WindowEyes do the voicing of this dialogue. And in that case, WindowEyes would then announce that advanced options dialogue button, and it would allow you to then go into that actual dialogue and interact with the different controls in there. But again, I'm not going to cover those in this particular tutorial. So in our case, we obviously want to install WindowEyes, and I'm going to do it with speech because that's probably what you're going to be doing yourself. So I'm going to go ahead and hit enter. Again, I could have hit S, or I can hit enter. As long as I haven't tabbed off, I can still hit enter because enter is just on, we'll select the default button in this dialog, and the default button is the run install with speech. S is the shortcut. But since it's selected by default, I am going to go ahead and hit enter key, and here it goes. Please wait while install is loaded with speech. So again, it played my little voice coming up saying, please wait while install is loaded with speech. Again, that's to give you a little comfort level that things are actually happening. If you can hear your CD-ROM drive running, you'll find that it went back up to speed again. And it's loading a few files, some temporary files, and it's eventually going to install a temporary copy of WindowEyes long enough to let you install the real full version with the options that you've selected and things like that. So pretty soon we'll start hearing WindowEyes speaking using DeckTalk Access 32, which is our default voice. We ship other voices with it, other synthesizers, including Eloquence, but the DeckTalk Access 32 is the voice that we default to, and we should be hearing WindowEyes very soon here coming up. I saw that it was
WindowEyes
actually...
WindowEyes 7.0. Yes. Y. Button. Dialog. Quick install. Welcome to the WindowEyes setup program. This program will install WindowEyes on your computer. Do you wish to use the quick install? If you answer yes, very few questions will be asked and the installation will be extremely simple. However, if you wish to install WindowEyes using options different than the defaults, you should answer no to this question. Default. Yes. Y. Button. No. N. Button. Cancel. C. Button. Arrow.
So you can see WindowEyes came in automatically and read our dialog. The first thing WindowEyes said, of course, was its version number. So it said WindowEyes 7.0 because that's what it is. And then it read the default button, which is the button on the dialog that was either up or just came up. And in our case, this dialog was up. So it said yes, Y, because Y is the shortcut and button. And then it read the entire contents of the dialog, including the yes button again. So that the nice thing about it reading the focus control is if you know what you're doing, you know the dialogue came up, you hear immediately what the default button is and you can hit enter or whatever you want to at that point. Or you can just sit back and listen to the message box that came up. WindowEyes by default can determine a message box from a dialog box. A message box is typically just a message, something informing you that typically has a yes, no type of a button. Do you want to save before you exit? Or are you sure you want to delete the file? Those types of things are message boxes. Dialog boxes are more complicated dialogues. a kind of a spin-off of message boxes where they're going to ask you much more complicated information. They'll have other controls, maybe a checkbox or a radio button or an edit box, different types of controls that you need to fill in more information. By default, WindWise will read message boxes in their entirety. It will read the entire message box to you. If it thinks it's a dialog box, it will just read you the focused control. You can go off, and we're going to show you throughout this tutorial of how you can reread information. If you do want to hear the entire dialog, you can do that. Or if you always want to hear the entire dialog when it comes up, you can do that. All of this we're going to get into. So right now, though, we're mainly focused on getting WindWise installed. And you'll see that the first dialog, or the first dialog presented, is the quick install dialog. This dialog gives you two choices. If you select yes, the quick install will be used. If you select no, the custom install will be used. The quick install makes some assumptions about what you do and do not want installed. It is very easy to change these assumptions at any point. The typical first-time user will probably want the quick install since it is very simple and very fast. In order for WindWise to be installed on your system, it needs to know the following things. 1. Your full name and company, if appropriate. 2. Acceptance of the WindWise End User License Agreement, also referred to as a EULA, E-U-L-A is just an abbreviation. 3. What on your hard drive, or rather where on your hard drive, to place WindWise. 4. What voice synthesizer you want WindWise to use by default. 5. DeckTalk Access 32 and the 10 Eloquence voices are installed automatically, so you don't actually need to answer any questions there. It just does it. 6. What Braille display you want WindWise to use. 7. What set files you want to install. Set files are simply configurations designed for specific applications. WindWise offers many factory-supplied configuration files. 8. If you want the text version of the WindWise manual installed on your hard drive. 9. What, if any, shortcut hotkey option should be set up so you can launch WindWise from anywhere at any time with this system hotkey. 10. Do you want WindWise to start up automatically when your system is turned on? And if so, exactly how? If you choose to install using the custom install, you will be prompted for all of the above information. If you choose to install using the quick install, you will only be prompted for your full name and company, if appropriate, along with the acceptance of the end user license. WindWise will then assume the following for the other 8 items. 1. WindWise will install in the directory /program/files/gw/micro/window-eyes, assuming C: is your drive your operating system is installed on, which it typically is. 2. WindWise will be configured for the DeckTalk Access 32, the WindWise version of this synthesizer. 3. 10 languages of Eloquence will be installed. Each language has 5 different voices available. Although Eloquence is installed, DeckTalk Access 32 is still the default synthesizer. 4. No Braille display will be configured. 5. All the major set files will be installed for the most common versions of the applications. 6. The text version of the WindWise manual will install in C:\Files\gw\micro\window-eyes\manual. Again, assuming C: is your operating system drive. 7. Control-Alt-W will be the Windows shortcut hotkey to launch WindWise. 8. WindWise will be configured to start up automatically when your system is powered on. This includes the logon screen, if your system is set up to boot to the logon screen, and at the desktop once your system has logged in. Remember, any or all of these options can easily be changed at any point without having to reinstall. So don't worry if you didn't select the right set file or later want to add a Braille display or a different synthesizer. So I'm still sitting at the quick install dialog. Let's select the yes option to initiate the quick install. So I'm going to go ahead and hit enter because it's still sitting on yes. Now I can tab through these controls. If I didn't quite catch it or I want to know what my options are, I'm just going to hit tab. So I hit tab.
No. It's N. Button.
No. N, which is the shortcut, meaning I can do an Alt N to actually activate it. I can hit tab again.
Cancel. C. Button.
Cancel. C is the shortcut. Tab again.
Yes. Y. Button.
And I'm back to the yes button. So there are only 3 buttons on this. So again, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but if you did want to rehear a dialogue box or a message box that's up on the screen that WindowEyes might have read for you automatically, but you want to read it again, you can just do Control-Shift-W. So if you hold down the Control key and the Shift key, and while those two keys are down, I'm going to tap the W key. Here we go.
Quick install. Welcome to the WindowEyes setup program.
Now I'm going to silence that. So I tap the Control key to silence the speech of that, but Control-Shift-W just reread that entire dialog box. So whatever the active window is that sighted users can just look at right away and see, Control-Shift-W will just start reading that again, and tabbing you will take you between those controls. So I'm still sitting on the Yes button, so I'm going to go ahead and hit Enter for Yes.
Name, Edit Box, Dialog, User Information.
Okay, now this box came up, and this is a dialog box. Remember I talked a little bit about the difference between message boxes and dialog boxes. This is a dialog box that has three edit boxes and the three buttons that we saw before. WindowEyes didn't automatically read the entire contents of this dialog box because it recognized it was a dialog box, probably lots of controls and a little bit complicated maybe to listen to the entire thing. But it said this is the user information dialog box. Dialog box, and I'm sitting at the name edit box. What this is it's allowing me to register my copy of WindowEyes by letting me type in my name and my company if I have a company name. But I have to at least give it my name in order for the install to continue. Again, if you wanted to hear this entire dialogue, press Control-Shift-W and you'll hear it. It's not that complicated, actually. But I'm sitting at name, and again, if I wanted to know what this was, I could tab off and tab back. Let's just do that. I'm going to hit the tab key.
Company O, edit box.
The next one is company. Well, I want to get back to name, so I could either tab all the way back around, or I'm going to do a shift tab. I'm going to hold the shift key down. While the shift is down, I'm tapping tab. This is just the reverse of what I just did. So shift tab.
Name, edit box.
Name which A is the shortcut. The synthesizer is just pronouncing it as So A is the shortcut. I could have done an Alt-A directly to get to the name edit box that I'm sitting at. But I'm going to go ahead and type in my name. So I'm going to type in
D-O-U-G space G-E-O-F-F-R-A-Y.
Notice when I typed the capital letters, you heard it speak in upper pitch, just letting me know the little verbal feedback that I typed in uppercase letters. So I heard D-O-U-G G-E-O, and so on, as I did that. So go ahead and type your name in this field, and when you're done, you just tab to the next control. So I'm going to hit tab.
Company O, edit box.
It wants to know your company. Now, if you don't have a company, just forget it, tab off of it, and we'll go on. But I'm going to go ahead and type in my company, which is GW Micro. So I'm going to do
G-W space M-I-C-R-O.
Now, I'm purposely typing slow. If I were typing faster, you would find that these letters are clipping each other as we type along. But that's fine. I'm going to tab again.
Serial number S, SP, read-only, edit box.
Now this said it was a read-only edit box. Notice the others were not read-only, so I could actually type in them. Here it's telling us our serial number and putting us in a read-only edit box. That means I can only read the content. We're not allowing you to change your serial number. Wouldn't make sense to do that. So we actually put you in a read-only, and WindowEyes told you that this is a read-only. So if you try to change something, this would indicate why you can't, because it's a read-only. Now I can just go through this letter by letter. It's currently selected. The entire serial number is selected. I'm going to hit the home key to go to the beginning of my serial number. And then I can just hit individual arrow keys left and right to be able to move through and hear those. So if I hit the right arrow key, I'm actually going to hear the second letter. Now we're going to talk about how to read relative to the cursor. So I'm just going to hit right arrow, left arrow real quick so we hear the first character. There's better ways of doing this, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. So I'm going to hit right arrow, left arrow. There it said P.
G. W.
I'm just right arrowing now.
E,
and it's going to go through this. Now, yours is probably going to be a P followed by 9 digits. The serial number is typically 10 characters long, usually starting with a P and ending with 9 digits. That serial number is registered to you. Each WindowEyes CD is individually serialized, so that serial number is registered to you. So it's also very important that you contact us to make sure that you send in your registration information or to make sure that we do register it to you directly, especially if you've purchased WindowEyes through one of our resellers. We won't necessarily know that you are the owner of that serial number. WindowEyes itself is typically not copy protected. In most countries, it is not copy protected. But it is individually serialized, so the serial numbers can still be tracked back to the original purchaser. But the nice thing is that it is not copy protected, so you are authorized to install WindowEyes on as many machines as you want, as long as you are the only user that's using it. And this serial number is what we can use to guarantee that that will happen. So this is strictly your edification to be able to get what the serial number is. There's another way to get it after WindowEyes is installed, but it will show you this during the install. So I'm going to tab off again.
Next. And button.
And it takes me to the next button. If I tab again, which is what we want to do, but I'm going to show or show what the other options are. So I'll tab again.
Cancel. C. Button.
Cancel. Tab again.
Back. Re. Button.
Back allows me to go to the previous dialog. So if you wanted to change something back at the previous dialog, you could go back there if you wanted to. Tabbing again takes me to
name. Duck Geoffrey.
Name.
Edit box.
So I'm back where I started again. So again, I could tab down to the next button, or if I was listening, I knew N was the shortcut. So I'm going to do Alt-N because I know that that was the shortcut for the button. So again, I could tab to it and hit Enter, or I'm lazy. I'm going to hold down the Alt key, and I'm going to hit N for next.
N. I do not accept the terms of the license agreement. D. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 2. Dialogue. WindowEyes 7.0 setup.
So this again brought up another dialog, which is why WindowEyes didn't read the entire contents. It just read the focused item, or the item that is currently has keyboard input, a sighted user's attention, boom, right on it. We're just reading that. And it read the title bar of the particular dialog that just came up. This dialog happens to be the WindowEyes end user license agreement that you would need to go through and actually read before you, of course, accept that. Everybody reads the end user license agreements, right? So first of all, what we need to do before we can accept it, because by default, it's selected not to accept the user license agreement. And if you do not agree to the terms of the license agreement, then you are not allowed to go on to the install. The install will not continue until you do agree with this. So if you just feel, nope, I just don't agree with this, then you would just go down to the cancel button and the installation would be complete. But obviously, we need to show you how to read this license agreement, or our attorneys would be very sad. So we're going to hit tab.
Print. P. Button.
Print actually allows you to print the particular license agreement off. Assuming your computer system is set up for a printer, you could hit print and boom, this would give you a hard copy of the license agreement. Or if you had a brailler connected, it would give you a braille representation of this. I'm going to tab again.
GW Micro Incorporated. End user license agreement. This end user license agreement.
I'm going to silence this here, but what this did is it brought me into an edit box, and by default, we're going to read you the contents of the visible part of this edit box. The entire contents of the edit box is selected. So I'm going to do Control Home to get to the top of this edit box. And I'm now at the first line, so I can
end
just
user license agreement.
Down arrow one line at a time by hitting the dedicated down arrow key. So this is the upside down T, where you have the left arrow key, down arrow key, right arrow key, and right above the down arrow is the up arrow key. Again, we're talking about a full keyboard here. I can hit down arrow through this one line at a time.
This end user license agreement.
And I can read this entire license agreement. I'm not going to force you to listen to it here in this tutorial, but obviously we would like you to read this end user license agreement. I know I read all of mine. So after you've read through this license agreement, we're going to assume that you agree with it. So now I can tab off of this again.
Back. Button.
Takes me to the back button, allowing me to go to the previous dialog. I'm going to tab again.
Cancel button.
Cancel allows me to cancel the entire install. Tab again.
I accept the terms of the license agreement. A. Radio button. Unchecked.
So it told me this was... Oh, sorry. Talked over it. This is telling me that we are on the I accept the terms of the license agreement radio button, but it's unchecked. So if you do want to accept this, you would go to this, hit the space bar.
Space. Checked. I accept the terms of the license agreement.
So now it said it's checked.
Radio button. 1 of 2.
So now that we've actually accepted the license agreement, we can continue on and we'll find now in the tab order is a next button. So let me hit tab again.
Print. P.
There's
button.
The print. Tab again.
GW Micro.
I'm going to tab again.
Back. B.
Tab again.
Button. Next. N. Button.
And there's the next. Again, I could have done Alt N. And you'll find that all the next buttons have an N as the shortcut, so we can just do that as opposed to having to tab around all the time. But I'm going to go ahead and hit Enter now to actually accept the end user license agreement, and we'll go on. At this point, it's not going to ask me any more questions until the installation is complete and the final dialog comes up.
WindowEyes 7.0 setup. Cancel. Button. Dialog. WindowEyes 7.0 setup. Setup status. WindowEyes is configuring your new software installation. Install Shield. Default. Cancel. Button.
Just brought up a little dialogue. Install Shield is actually displaying the contents of the files that are being installed and the process that's going on here. Now, we're not actually reading the progress bar here. It's giving me an indication it's maybe 50% done now. It's going to be done. It's maybe 60% now, and it's going on. There's actually some very nice options within WindowEyes where we can read progress bars. But again, we're in the process of installing it. We're using a temporary copy. It's not fully there, so you're not getting the full functionality of WindowEyes. But rest assured, you will be able to get all of this information customized exactly the way you want it.
WindowEyes 7.0 setup.
Still doing some installation here. Again, depending on your system that you're using, again, I'm using Windows Vista. And with Windows Vista, I didn't actually
restart
have to reboot.
Computer now.
I'm going to be silent
button.
Here.
Dialog. Quick setup complete. Thank you for choosing GW Micro and WindowEyes. Your quick installation of WindowEyes is now complete. For your convenience, Ctrl+Alt+W has been set up as a system shortcut key. This means when WindowEyes is not running, you can press Ctrl+Alt+W to launch your copy of WindowEyes. Before you can use the new copy of WindowEyes, you must restart your computer. If you wish to restart the computer now, please select the Restart Computer button. If you wish to restart later, please select the Restart Later button. If you have any questions or comments, please contact our technical support department at 260-489-3671 or via email at support@gwmicro.com. Default. Restart Computer Now R button. Restart Computer Later L button. Cancel C button.
Okay, I didn't want to interrupt that there, but this was the final dialog allowing us to restart the computer. And it's very important that after you do the install that you do select the Restart Computer Now. There is an option that allows you to restart later, but it's very important, and WindowEyes actually will not run until you do reboot your system. But anytime you install something and it suggests that you reboot, it's a good idea to do it immediately if you can. But we realized maybe you had some open files or something that you'd like to save first, so that's kind of why we gave you that Restart Computer Later option. But the quick install actually made all of these selections for us. It brought up this dialog. It told us now that we can restart the system, and the installation is now complete. So I'm going to go ahead and select the Restart Now option, and WindowEyes will come up talking, but I'm not actually going to go on and use it yet, because what I'd like to do is I'm going to go ahead and uninstall WindowEyes so that we can then go through the custom install option. So I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording until I go through the process of rebooting my system. I'm going to select the uninstall option of WindowEyes. I'm going to reboot my system again, and then I'm going to go ahead and put in the CD, and that's when we're going to pick up back again on the tutorial so that you can actually walk with me through the custom install as we go through all of the custom options that we can deal with on this. So I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording now until we get back to this process and pick you right back up. All right, thanks to the magic of audio editing, we are back. I have done what I said. I had rebooted my machine after the install of WindowEyes. Then I immediately picked the uninstall option. I went to the Windows control panel and selected Add Remove, and I removed the WindowEyes that was there, rebooted again, and then we are now going to go back into inserting the CD and going through all of this business again. I started to explain before I got cut off by WindowEyes speaking the last dialogue of the install that one of the things that may be different for you, well, will be different for you, if you're running anything other than Windows Vista, you'll notice when I picked the install with speech that it immediately went in, didn't require any rebooting, just immediately went in, launched WindowEyes, and took me into the install dialogues. And then at the end, it asked me to reboot. If you're running Windows Vista or 2000 or 2003, you'll actually notice it's going to be a little bit different. You'll get the please wait while install is loaded with speech message that comes up when you select install with speech. The hard drive is going to churn, your CD-ROM is going to churn, and then you'll find what happens is you'll get another message using my voice that says something like, in order for the installation to continue, your system needs to be restarted. Press enter to go ahead and restart your system. And what's happening there is under those operating systems, in order to have the temporary copy of WindowEyes voice the install for you, we have to actually initiate a restart right there. So after that restart occurs, WindowEyes will automatically come back up. Now, if you have your system set to log you in, meaning you have to type a password to continue on to log into your desktop, then you will need to do that without speech again during this install. Now, if you automatically log into your desktop system where you don't have to type a password, then WindowEyes install will just start up. So either way, once you either have to log in or if you don't, WindowEyes install will then just pick right back up, and then it will be exactly the same as what you'd seen when I was doing Windows Vista, asking me for the quick install, my username and company name, showing me the serial number, and then asking me about the end user license, the EULA, accepting that and going on. But then at the end of the install, because we've already done the reboot once there, it will tell us that we don't have to reboot again at the end. We can just continue right on, and WindowEyes will run if we want it to do it. Bottom line is you really only need one restart With Windows XP 2000 and 2003, that reboot is done right away. With Windows Vista, it's done at the end of the install. That's really the only difference that you'll see between those two. But again, I'm going to stick with Windows Vista here because that is the latest shipping operating system, and we like our tutorials to be using the latest applications. And you'll find that when I do the Word demo, I'm going to be using Word 2007, which is drastically different from some of the other older versions of Office, but again, since it's the latest, we felt that it was important to use those. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and continue with all of this business now, only now I'm going to install WindowEyes using the custom install. So I'm going to go ahead
Welcome
and start up
to the WindowEyes 7.0 setup program. This program will guide you through the WindowEyes installation process. Press S or Enter to run the install with speech output. Press W to run the install without speech output. Press T to listen to the tutorial in MP3 format. Press R to replay this welcome message. Press X to exit.
So there you'll see that that message was exactly the same as before because I'm running the same install. I'm going to go ahead and again hit Enter to run the install with speech. And all this is again so far the same. It's just eventually I'm going to pick the custom. So I'm going to hit Enter here.
Please wait while install is loaded with speech.
And again, if I were using Windows XP or some of the older operating systems older than Vista, you would hear that message. But then the next message you would hear would be something like, in order for the installation to continue, you must reboot your system, press Enter to reboot. And that will go on. But I'm using Vista, so we're not going to hear that. We're actually going to hear the temporary copy of WindowEyes come up. And it should be doing that very soon here.
WindowEyes 7.0. Quick install. Welcome to the WindowEyes setup program. This program will install WindowEyes on your computer. Do you wish to
I'm
use
going to go ahead and silence that. I just tapped the control key. With WindowEyes, any key will silence that speech. And the control key or the shift key are two easy keys because they don't modify the application as well or cause the application to do anything. So I silenced that with control, but that just was reading again this message box, same as before when we did the non-custom install. But this time it's asking, do you want to do the quick install? Before I hit Enter for yes or Alt-Y for yes, I'm going to tab over to no. So I'm going to hit the tab key one time.
No, and button.
Okay, so I'm saying no to the quick install, so now I can hit Enter.
Name, edit box, dialog, user information.
I'm back to the same user information dialog. I won't bother reading the entire thing, but it's again asking me for my name, so I'm going to type in my name.
D-U-A-Y.
You notice as I type faster, it's actually clipping the speech. This is a verbosity option that you can change depending on how you want your keyboard to speak. I'm going to tab down again.
Company O. Edit box.
Company, again, if you don't have a company, simply leave it blank, but I'm going to go ahead and type in GW Micro.
G-W-M-O.
And tab again.
Serial number.
There's my serial number, but I'm going to silence that, and I'll tab again till I get to next. So tab.
Next. And button.
And it took one tab. So now I hit enter for next dialog.
I do not accept the terms of the license agreement. D. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 2. Dialog. WindowEyes 7.0 setup.
So here again, we are prompted for the end user license agreement that we, of course, will read. And once we've accepted the terms, then at this point, I could just up arrow. I've already read the license agreement. I know what it says. I'm going to go ahead and hit up arrow. I'm on a radio button, so I can arrow between the different radio button options. And I'll hit up arrow one time.
I accept the terms of the license agreement. A, radio button.
Now
X,
I can tab until I get
two.
To next.
Print.
There's one tab.
P, button.
Tab again.
GW Micro.
That's the edit box.
And
tab again.
Back. B. Button.
Tab again.
Next. N. Button.
Again, I could have done Alt N, but I'm just going to tab there. Hit Enter for next.
Next. N. Button. Dialog. WindowEyes 7.0 setup. Choose destination location. Select folder where setup will install files. Setup will install WindowEyes in the following folder. To install to this folder, click Next. To install to a different folder, click Browse and select another folder. Destination folder, group box, browse, R, dialog, button, C program files GW Micro WindowEyes, install shield, back B, button, default, next 10, button, cancel, button.
Okay, I let it go ahead and read that entire dialog as you will hear it read yours as you go through the install. It said the destination or the default directory that WindowEyes will be installed in is C:\program:\files. /GW micro/window-eyes, E-Y-E-S. This is what we talked about before. This is the default, and this is the suggested location of where you want to install WindowEyes. If this isn't where you'd want it, you would tab to the Browse button that we heard, hit Enter, and that will allow you to select the location that you do want to install it. But for this purposes, we're going to assume that you will accept the default because unless you're an advanced user, that's where you should put it. So I'm going to go ahead and hit Enter for it next because that's my default button. So I'm going to hit Enter to go to the next dialog. I'm going to accept the default that it offered here.
Next, N, button, dialog, synthesizer selection dialog, synthesizers S, none, accents are arbitrary.
I'm going to silence this particular dialog. It's going to go ahead and read this entire dialog as if it were a message box because it's part of the algorithms that WindowEyes uses to determine if a dialogue is a message box or not, is if the focus or the control that has the sighted user's attention, the keyboard attention, is a button, then it typically will read this as a message box, meaning it will read the entire contents. And this one has quite a few controls on it. Specifically, it's allowing you to select the synthesizer that you want WindowEyes to default to. Now, by default, as we mentioned, it's going to be using DeckTalk Access 32, but WindowEyes also includes Eloquence, where you may have a hardware synthesizer installed of some sort, hooked up to a COM port or a USB port or something that you're actually using. So you can go ahead and select that. And the way that you do that is, again, I'm sitting at the next button because it's assuming I want to accept the default and just simply go on to the next dialog. But if I tab around, let me hit tab one time.
Cancel. C.
Cancel.
Button.
Tab again.
Back. B. Button.
Allows me to go to the previous dialog. Tab again.
Synthesizers. S. DeckTalk Access 32 WindowEyes. List box. 7 of 22.
Notice it said 7 of 22. So there are 22 different synthesizers that I can select from. Now, actually, there's far more than 22 synthesizers because, for instance, one of these options is SAPI. SAPI is a generic interface that Microsoft came up with that allows manufacturers to create their synthesizers using a standard protocol or a standard interface called SAPI, Speech Application Program Interface. And if they write their synthesizer using that approach, then when you select SAPI, WindowEyes will automatically go off to the system and enumerate or go through all of the installed SAPI engines that you have and give you a list of all of them that are on your system at this moment in time. And then you can go through and select whatever one you want. So if you have a SAPI synthesizer installed that you got from some place that you really love, you could select SAPI and go there. Let's just see what happens. If I hit S until I get to SAPI.
SAPI. 15 of 22.
15 of 22. Now, I picked SAPI, but remember, SAPI is one of those that can have many other engines underneath it. So SAPI in itself doesn't tell me what specific synthesizer I want or what is installed on my system. So once I select SAPI in this case, I would tab off.
Install engines. E. Microsoft Anna English United States SAPI 5. List box. 1 of 1.
So I only have one SAPI synthesizer installed, and this is the default synthesizer that Microsoft includes with Windows Vista. So this is a SAPI 5 version of, I believe it's Anna, yes. So Anna is the only SAPI synthesizer I have. If I want to accept her, I could just hit Enter here, and I would go on, and she would be my default synthesizer. But I'm not going to accept her as my default. So I'm going to do a Shift Tab to go back to the synthesizers list box. So I'm going to do one Shift Tab, hold Shift down, and while it's down, hit Tab.
Synthesizers, S. SAPI.
Let's look
list
at another
box.
One.
If I hit 22.
E for Eloquence.
E. Echo PC or GP.
I have 11 to hit E again.
22. E. Eloquence. 12 of 22.
So Eloquence is another set of synthesizers that WindowEyes will send you. There's like 10 different languages of the Eloquence voices that are there. I can just hit Enter here, and it would then accept Eloquence as my default language, or rather as my default synthesizer. I could then go in later with WindowEyes and pick whatever of the Eloquence engines that I specifically wanted. Maybe I wanted the female voice or they have like a grandma voice and a grandpa voice and the default male voice, which is what you'll get automatically. But I can go in and tweak this at any time. And in fact, I can pick any synthesizer at any point with WindowEyes. I don't have to go back to the install in order to select a synthesizer. I can do this from WindowEyes, and we'll show you how you can do that. But I'm going to go back to, since DeckTalk is our default synthesizer, I'm going to go ahead and hit, or rather type in DEC.
Echo PC.
Whoops,
or
I didn't
GP.
Type that quick enough. That's D.
DeckTalk Access 32 WindowEyes. 7 of 22.
So again, the DeckTalk Access 32 WindowEyes is the one that ships with WindowEyes, only works with WindowEyes. I'm going to go ahead and keep that as my default. After we start up WindowEyes, I can show you how we can switch synthesizers again. So I'm going to hit Enter here because Next is still my default button. Now I can verify that it's my default button with the WindowEyes hotkey. On the numeric keypad, there's lots of commands that WindowEyes will acknowledge as WindowEyes-only commands. And in order for a lot of those to work, the numlock has to be off. So I'm going to go ahead and hit the numlock to make sure it's off. If I hit numlock key, which is on the numeric keypad, it's the top left key, right above the 7 key. I'm going to hit numlock.
Numlock on.
So mine was already off because it just said on. So I'm going to hit it again.
Numlock off.
So it's important to make sure numlock is off. Then if you hit the period on the numeric keypad, which is to the right of the zero key. The zero key is the big long key on the bottom left. To the right of that is a little key that is the period or delete key, but with numlock turned off, it's actually the delete key. So I'm going to hit that, and it's going to say...
Default. Next 10. Button.
That's a WindowEyes command that will tell you in a dialog box what the default button is, if there is one. And in this case, it told me that next was the default button. That allows me to know that if I hit enter, it will just automatically accept that. Again, I could tab down to next and hit enter, or I know that the shortcut is N, so I could do an Alt N. So there are three ways that I could make this activate. I'm just going to go ahead and hit enter here.
Next, N, button, dialog, Braille display selection dialog, Braille displays B, ports P, none.
I went ahead and silenced that as well. This is very similar to the select synthesizer dialog, only this one's allowing me to select what my Braille display is. If I want WindowEyes to automatically default to using a Braille display, if I have one, I would go ahead and select that. For now, I'm going to go ahead and leave this selected as none, but I can tab to see the different options. Let me tab once.
Cancel. C.
Tab again.
Button. Rank. B.
Tab again.
Button. Braille displays. B. None. List box. 1 of 56.
So it told me there's 1 of 56 in here, and this is none, so there's actually, 55 different Braille displays, but a lot of these are several models in one choice. But if I were to pick one of these Braille displays, then typically you have to select what port it's connected to. So let's just down arrow one time and see what the first Braille display is.
ALVA 240, 2 of 56.
Okay, these are sorted alphabetically, so we happen to get the ALVA 240 as the first Braille display here. If I were to tab off of this, let's say that that is the Braille display that I had, I would tab off.
Ports. P, COM 1, list box, 1 of 55.
Then it allows me to select the individual port, 1 of 55, and that's because there are 50-some-odd COM ports, and there's a USB port, LPT ports, all depending on how you have your display connected, you would do this. Now, some displays don't care what you select here because it auto-detects them and just deals with it. So it really just depends on what Braille display you have, how it's connected, if it's auto-detected or whatever. But I'm going to go ahead and back tab. So I'm going to do a shift tab to go back to Braille displays.
Braille displays, B, ALVA 240.
And I'm going to go ahead and hit the up arrow key.
56. None, 1 of 56.
And I'm back to none. And again, I can hit enter now because if I hit the delete key on my numeric keypad, it'll tell me.
Default, next 10.
Is next. So instead of hitting enter, though, let's just show you the other way that we could do this. I'm going to do an Alt N. So I'm going to hold down the Alt key and N to go to the next dialog. Again, I'm selecting none as my Braille display. Later on, I'll show you, and I will actually turn on a Braille display, and we'll show you how you can interact with Braille. But I'm going to do Alt N.
N. Next. N. Button. Dialog. Set selection dialog. Access 97. Radio.
I silence this again because this dialog is rather large. It's got lots of checkboxes and some radio buttons and things like that. This particular dialog allows me to select the sets that I want to install for applications that I may be using. Now, sets are just configurations of WindowEyes that allow WindowEyes to customize itself better for a particular application. Some applications work right out of the box. You just simply install WindowEyes, you install the application, just run it, and it works with no customization whatsoever within WindowEyes. Some applications require you to actually customize WindowEyes a little bit more to make it work, maybe work at all, or certainly to maybe make it work better. And those set files then need to be only executed or used while that particular application is running. And so WindowEyes has these set files or settings files that allows you to make all these custom settings. And we're not going to get into how you actually make all these custom settings. But once you have these settings, you can then tell the install of which settings you want to install. Now, by default, WindowEyes has selected all the latest versions of all the set files, the factory set files that WindowEyes offers, and there's quite a few of them. And again, you may not even need these set files. They just kind of make it a little bit nicer to work with. But let me just tab real quickly and show you some of the options. Tab.
Cancel. C.
Tab
button.
Again.
Back. B.
We've button. Always got the back next cancel. Tab again.
No access. Radio button. Checked. 4 of 4.
So the first one took me on Access, and it said no access. In this case, we're assuming that you're not actually using Microsoft Access. But if you were, you could arrow up. This is a radio button. And remember, you can always arrow between radio button options. There are four of them. So if I were to arrow up once, it would say
Access XP, radio button, checked, 3 of 4.
Check up arrow again, rather.
Access 2000, radio button, checked, 2 of 4.
Up arrow again.
Access 97, radio button, checked.
If I up arrow again.
No access. Radio button. Checked. 4 of 4.
It just wraps between those four radio buttons. So I could have down arrowed and wrapped back up to 1, 2, 3, 4, or up arrow takes me backwards through them or whatever. But I would simply select the one that I want. To get off of radio buttons, you just tab one time.
AccuPass point of sale. Checkbox. Unchecked.
AccuPass point of sale. This is unchecked by default, but we have set files for that. If you wanted this, if you're using that application, you would hit the space bar.
Space. Checked. AccuPass point of sale.
Now it's selected. So the install will install by default these factory sets. If I hit space again.
Space. Unchecked. AccuPass point of sale. Checkbox.
Now if I tab then to the next checkbox.
Adobe Reader. Checkbox. Checked.
So by default, we are going to install the Adobe Reader set files for you. If you don't want them, you would hit the space, and on and on and on. You would just tab between all the different options. Again, if you tab into a radio button group, you can arrow through those groups. That just means there's multiple versions of that application, and the set file needs to match the version. Just because we're selecting these particular set files here doesn't mean that later on, if you install an application that you didn't install the set file for, doesn't mean you have to go back and reinstall WindowEyes. All of these set files can be reinstalled or uninstalled at any point with WindowEyes after WindowEyes has been installed. So it's not critical that you get the set files correct the first time. And in real life, it's never going to happen. You are going to install or uninstall applications throughout your computer usage, and the set files will have to go with it. And I will show you how later you can actually modify the factory set files to install, uninstall, or whatever you need plan on doing with that. So in this case, I'm just going to go ahead and there's a lot of tabs in here because it would tab. There's probably 25 or 30, 40 different set file options that you can do. So I'm going to back tab out of here real quick. I'm just going to shift tab real quickly until I get back
back
into
three,
back.
Cancel.
Cancel.
Next.
Unselect
all set files. View. Button.
I just wanted to let you know that there is another button on here besides all the checkbox and radio buttons called Unselect All Set Files. This is just if you just say, I want to get rid of all of the set files. I don't want any factory set files installed by default. Remember, you can always install them later. But this way, maybe it's easier to uninstall them and then just select the ones you want versus unchecking all the ones that you want. Just another option for you to deal with. Now I'm going to go back into the next option.
Next.
By hitting tab.
Button.
And I'll hit enter now. So I've selected, I'm basically allowing all of these defaults that are here. So I'm getting the latest set files for the applications, for major applications. For instance, I'm getting the Office 2007 sets installed. Now, some of these are actually smart because we don't blindly just always install the latest version depending on the application. Office is a good example of where the install actually went off and looked to see if you have Office installed. If you do, it looks to see what version you have installed, and then it will automatically select the radio button of that version. For instance, we have set files for Office 97, Office 2000, Office XP, Office 2003, and Office 2007. Or there's, of course, a no Office option if you don't even have Office installed. But I happen to have Office 2007 installed on this system, and so it automatically selected the Office 2007 set files, which is perfect for me. But this isn't necessarily the case for all applications. Office is obviously a huge application, so we kind of special case that one. And in fact, the install is going to not only detect what version you have, but if your version is an outdated version, meaning there are updates available for it, at the end of the install, you'll get a message, if you have this, an outdated version of Office, saying that you basically have an outdated version of Office, and to work best with WindowEyes, you should look for updates. So you can go to the Microsoft page and get some updates for your version of Office. Now, typically, if you're running Office 2007, well, actually, anything current, if you've installed Office within the last maybe even 2 years, you've got the most current version. especially if you've installed Office 2007. But let's say you've got an old copy of 2000 sitting around and you installed it from the CD, that's going to be outdated. There are updates available, soon to probably be no longer available because Microsoft has dropped support for Office 2007. But that's just an example of where you want to make sure that you've gone to the Microsoft site and downloaded all of the service packs, all the security updates, everything you have for all your applications. Not only is that important to run best with WindowEyes, but it's also best to just for your system in general. Microsoft is always putting out security updates and patches and fixes and bug fixes and memory leak fixes and things like that. Always important to make sure that you have the latest versions of your applications. So I'm going to go ahead and hit enter for next to go to the next dialog of this custom install.
Dialog. WindowEyes manual. Do you wish to install the text version of the WindowEyes manual? If you answer yes, the text version of the manual will be installed in the directory. See program files GW micro WindowEyes manual. Default. Yes Y. Button. No N. Button. Cancel C. Button. Yes. Y. Button.
Okay, so this is asking us if we want the text version of the manual. You will get the manual in the help format, and I'll show you how you can actually bring that up and how we can actually interact with Windows Help later on. But this is if you feel more comfortable with text files. You could load the text file into Notepad and just arrow around through the text file. You could load it in Word. It doesn't matter. Anything that supports a text format, which is pretty much any editor, you can load in this, and we'll show you how you can actually very quickly get to the directory that has all of these files, and you can just arrow to the particular chapter that you are interested in, hit enter, and boom, it'll load it in Notepad or whatever you want. And it said by default, it's going to put it in the WindowEyes directory, which we already know is program files, GW Micro WindowEyes, but it's making a directory in there called manual, and all these text files are going to go into that directory. But again, we give you a shortcut that you can very quickly get to that directory if you choose to. So I'm going to go ahead and say enter for yes, because that was my default button, but I could tab to no if I'm not interested in the text file. It's a very small number of bytes to store the text file, so there's really not much reason to not want to put them on there unless you absolutely know you just don't like text files, you'd never go to it, then maybe you don't want to install it. But there's really no good reason not to install it because, again, it takes very few bytes off your hard drive to install that. So I'm going to hit enter.
Next. N. Button. Dialog. Shortcut key. You have the option of setting an operating system shortcut hotkey to launch WindowEyes. This hotkey allows you to start up WindowEyes at any point by simply pressing the associated hotkey. By default, this hotkey is Ctrl-Alt-W. You can change this to your liking by pressing the combination you wish or simply tap the delete key to disable the hotkey. When finished, select the next button. Ctrl-Alt-W. Shortcut hotkey S. Back B. Button. Default. Next N. Button. Cancel C. Button.
Again, I let it read the entire dialog. This is allowing us to set up a Windows shortcut hotkey to launch an application. Windows allows you to associate shortcut keys that, and no matter where you are in your Windows environment, you can press this shortcut key and it will launch that application. It just starts that application up and starts it running. And in our case, Ctrl-Alt-W is the default. So if I were to press Ctrl-Alt-W, it will automatically launch WindowEyes and start it up, which is just a nice way of doing it. If you're at your system, maybe you have a sighted spouse and they don't always want WindowEyes running by default, well, then you can just set up the shortcut, which again is already set up for you by default. You can press Ctrl-Alt-W. And by that, of course, you would hold down the Control key, keep it down, hold down the Alt key, keep it down. So while both of those keys are down, tap the W and then let go of all keys, that would launch WindowEyes. If you don't like that shortcut, you can always go back and change it. You can change it later, or you can change it here. So let me tab up here and show you how you can change it in the install. Tab.
Cancel.
Tab
C,
again.
Back.
Tab
B,
again.
Shortcut hotkey S. Control Alt W. Hotkey field.
So this is a hotkey field. Remember we talked about edit boxes and checkboxes and radio buttons and buttons, but this is a hotkey edit box type environment where you can't actually type, but it's monitoring the key presses that you press. So for instance, if I don't like Ctrl-W, I could press the keystroke I want. Let's say I like Ctrl-Shift-F12. I just pressed Ctrl-Shift-F12 and it changed the contents of that to that. So I could verify that an easy way is I could tab, Shift-Tab.
Shortcut hotkey S. Ctrl-Shift-F12. Hotkey field.
So it allows you to select the key press that you want. Now, typically, Windows shortcuts are Control-Alt letter combinations, and so it's probably a good idea to stick with that, unless you're an advanced user and you know what you're doing. And in fact, I would say, unless you're an advanced user, I would leave it Control-Alt-W, because that's what we're referencing it in our manual and things like that. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm still in this field. If I, by the way, if I don't want a particular shortcut at all, I could just tap the Delete key, and it changes it to none. So at this place, and I can verify that by tab, shift tab.
Shortcut hotkey, yes, none.
It is now set to none. So if you don't want a shortcut key, you could do that. Again, I would only recommend this for advanced users. I'm going to go ahead and do this back to Control, Alt, and W.
W.
And now my shortcut is set back to Control, Alt, W. And I'm going to leave it that way as well. So I'm going to tab off to Next. So
Next. And button.
And hit Enter.
Dialog. Window Eyes Startup Selection. How would you like to start Window Eyes? If you want Window Eyes to run both before and after login, check both options. If you do not want to start Window Eyes, automatically leave both options unchecked. Run Window Eyes at the login screen. Checkbox. Checked. Run Window Eyes after login for all users. Checkbox. Checked. Back B. Button. Default. Next N. Button. Cancel C. Button. Next. N. Button.
Okay, we're almost done with this install. Actually, this is the last question that it's going to ask us, but it wants to know how you want Window Eyes to start up automatically, or if all, how you want it to start up. There were two checkboxes there. One said run Window Eyes at the, well, DeckTalk said login. It's actually login screen. So run Window Eyes at the login screen, meaning if your system comes up and it allows you to select a user, maybe you're the only user, maybe there's multiple users, but you've got to select the user and then type in a password. Now, if you want Window Eyes to run at this dialog, you have to specifically tell Window Eyes to load at the login screen. Again, we can change this later after the install, but this is just how we want it to start up by default. So typically you would want that to happen, I would think, unless you've got maybe multiple screen readers you're using, or maybe you've got a majority of sighted users in your household or your work environment that are going to be coming in and they don't want Window Eyes at the login screen, and you can log in yourself without speech, or you have other mechanisms of allowing you to log in, then maybe you don't want Window Eyes to load there. But typically you do, so you would want to check that. The other checkbox is run Window Eyes after login for all users. This one is independent of the login screen. It says after you've logged in and you go to your normal desktop, do you want Window Eyes to automatically load for you? These are both independent. So I could have it load in at the main desktop and not at the login. I can have it load at the login but not at the main desktop. And again, when I'm at the desktop, remember I can do Control W to launch it. It just gives you a lot of flexibility of how you want to do it. By default, we've got both of these checkboxes checked, and I can verify that again by tabbing.
Cancel.
Tab again.
C, back.
Tab again.
Run Window Eyes at the login screen. L. Checkbox. Checked.
Again, if you don't want that, you just hit space. That's how you do checkboxes.
Space. Unchecked. Run Window Eyes at the login screen. L. Checkbox.
I'm going to do space again to make sure that that is checked.
Space. Checked.
And I'll silence that. But I can tab off to the next checkbox.
Run Window Eyes after login for all users. R. Checkbox. Checked.
So go ahead and set this the way that you want it. But again, typically you're going to want it at the login. You're going to want it after login. So I'm going to go ahead and tab to next.
Next. And
hit enter. So now at this point, we're back like the quick install. We've answered all of the questions. Whew, there were a lot of them, but we got through it. They really weren't that hard, and in most cases, you can just accept the default. And if you do, then you basically have done the quick install. But I'm going to go ahead and hit enter again. Now it's actually going through and doing the full install of all the options that we selected, making sure all
dialogue
of that is just set perfectly.
Window Eyes 7.0.
I'm going to go ahead and silence this. But it's got, again, this track bar going across. It's telling me the percentage of the actual installation and how far along we are. I'm going to go ahead and keep this going, and just to give you a feel for how long it takes to actually install this. It's going to be very system dependent. Some systems are going to install faster than others. Window Eyes install doesn't take that much time, especially on my dual core processor that I have here. It's actually pretty quick. We're looking at about 80-90% done here. It's going to be done shortly. Now, and again, I'm going to get the same dialogue I had before asking me to restart my system.
Window Eyes 7.0 setup.
It's not quite up yet, but it will be up there shortly. Still finalizing some install. Lots of files that are copying in, system files, Window Eyes files, setting up profiles, all of that.
Restart computer now. R. Button. Dialog. Custom setup complete. Thank you for choosing GW Micro and Window Eyes.
I'm going to go ahead and silence that, but it told us our custom setup is now complete, and I can hit enter to restart my computer. Again, if I were using something other than Vista, it would have just said that I could hit enter to finalize the install, because you've done your reboot earlier on. Under Windows Vista, I've done it at the end. So I need to go ahead and hit enter here to restart my computer. But that basically is all there is to starting, or rather the installation of Window Eyes. The next sections will actually show you how you can use WindowEyes in many different areas and environments, but I'm going to go ahead and just hit enter here and leave the tape running, or leave the recording going rather, while we can just see how it's going to prompt me at the login screen now using WindowEyes, and I'll go ahead and log in, and it will automatically take me to the desktop where I can actually run applications and interact with my computer system, automatically run it as well. So it's going to take my system a little while to restart here, so I am going to go ahead and pause just a little bit, and I'll start it up as soon as WindowEyes is about to load. All right, it didn't actually take that long. Again, my system restarts pretty quickly under Vista. And very shortly, WindowEyes will be coming up speaking to us. I don't quite see the login screen visually yet. Now I see the login screen visually, and WindowEyes is now loading. I can see by the mouse pointer that it's loading.
WindowEyes 7.0. Windows login. Bubba. Arrow.
So in my particular Windows Vista system, I have two users. I have Bubba, which is just kind of my test dummy account who is not does not have any admin rights or privileges, which actually brings up a good point. In order to install WindowEyes at all, I had forgotten to mention that you do need to be running as an administrator. Now, under Windows Vista, you don't have to be running as administrator because the UAC dialog, or the user account control dialog that came up, would allow me to actually log in as admin for this particular application to run. Under Windows XP in 2000, 2003, you do actually need to be logged in as an administrator. And if you're not, you'll get a message telling you that you're not. My Bubba account is not an administrative user. He's just kind of a low user with no privileges. But I'm going to go ahead and tab over to the other user.
Ease of access.
Whoops.
Button.
I didn't mean to tab there. I meant to arrow. But this is a good case of where I just tabbed off and actually went to the ease of access button, which is a Vista thing I'm not going to get into. Tab again.
Shutdown. Button.
Allows me to shut down without even logging in. Tab again.
Shutdown options. S. Button.
My different shutdown options that I want to be able to do. And if I tab again,
Bubba.
I'm back to the users. What I should have done here, this actually is more like a radio button. I should have right arrowed one time.
Doug.
And it takes me to Doug, which is my second user. If I right arrow again, it doesn't do anything because there are only two. They're not really radio buttons. This is just the interface that Microsoft gave us for Windows Vista from the keyboard. So I can just arrow left and right as far as I want to get to the particular user that I want, depending on how many users I have set up on my system. Once I get to the user I want, again, I could left arrow back to Bubba.
Bubba.
Right arrow back to Doug.
Doug.
And Doug is the account that I want to log in on. So once I'm there, I hit enter.
Doug. Password.
It's
wanting
Doug's password. So let me go ahead and type my password. Now, you might think, uh-oh, I'm going to hear his password. But you're not actually going to. I'm going to go ahead and type my password.
Star, 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 star.
You'll notice it says star for every letter that I press. And that's, again, because visually I see just little black circles on the screen as I type. I'm not seeing the letters. It would be kind of silly to display your password visually for people walking behind you. Just as silly as it would be to speak it verbally if you've got a speaker going off hearing each letter of your password. So WindowEyes is smart enough to realize you're in a password field, whether you're on a web typing a password, you're in an application, you're on the operating system, whatever, it's going to go ahead and just do that. And again, I could tab around between some other options, or I can just enter to log in. And this copy that was at the WindowEyes copy that was loaded at the login screen is now going to go away. And WindowEyes is going to reload at your desktop as soon as I log in here. And it's just about done logging in. Here comes the new WindowEyes loading very soon. Lots of things are loading on startup. And very soon we should hear WindowEyes speaking.
WindowEyes 7.0. Finalizing WindowEyes installation. Please wait. Installation complete. Today's tip T. The WindowEyes manual is easily accessed.
I'm going to silence this. Help. But notice that when it came up, it loaded. And the very first time after an install, it's going to say finalizing install. And what's happening here is we're
but
actually installing.
Network
I'm going to
drive.
Silence this again. A tooltip popped up. What actually happened is we installed some scripts. And I'm going to there's a whole section that we're going to talk about WindowEyes scripts.
Check your computer secure.
I keep getting these tooltips popping up. I silenced that as well. And so these scripts need to be installed only, they can't be installed until WindowEyes runs the very first time. WindowEyes senses that there were some scripts that need to be installed. So when you launched it the first time, it said finalizing install, please wait. Takes it very little time to do it. It installed them, and then we went on. And in this case, we read the WindowEyes tip of the day. This is a dialogue that comes up by default when you launch WindowEyes that many applications have this where they'll just give you a little tip of WindowEyes. It randomly changes throughout. And so each time you launch WindowEyes, you'll get a different tip, and eventually it'll wrap back around. But these are just some nice little tips. Sometimes people forget about certain things, so it's kind of nice to read these. But I can tab through this particular dialogue to either hear the tip again.
View help topic.
That was one tab.
E. button.
View help topic will actually take me to the Windows help option in this particular section of the tip that I'm giving you to read all about this particular option. Tab again.
Next tip.
Next tip.
Button.
So if I just want to hear the next tip, I don't want to have to unload and reload Windows to hear the next tip. I could do this, and it would then bring up the next tip. Hit tab again.
Previous tip. P.
Or button. Let's say, oh, what was that last tip I just heard, but I lost it? You can go back and read it.
Close. Button.
Close. Tab again.
Show tips at startup. S. Checkbox. Checked.
So if you don't like hearing the startup tip of the day every time, you could just hit spacebar on this checkbox.
Space. Unchecked. Show tips at startup.
So now show tips at startup is unchecked. And so the next time you start WindowEyes, you will not get the tip of the day. You can still change this later on, and we'll show you how you can do that. But I'm going to go ahead and leave it checked.
Space. Checked.
And if you tab one more time.
Today's tip T. The WindowEyes manual is easily accessed in the...
And I'm going to silence it, but this goes off and tells you how you can read the manual and how easy it is to get to the manual and that type of thing. And again, the next time the tip will be different and so on and so on. It just works that way. I can just escape out of this dialog or hit enter on close, but I'll escape.
Desktop. Recycle bin. Unselected. List view. 1 of 10.
And now I'm ready to go. So that's all there is to installing WindowEyes, launching it the very first time. Now we're going to go into some sections of how you can actually interact with your system and WindowEyes itself.